Time to bring in Brian Ross. It's time for Real News here on Robin Hood Radio. Brian joins us on a Thursday morning. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, and as you say, heavy hearts everywhere over the shooting in Texas, and before that, the shooting in Buffalo, and so many more again and again. You know, we're tired of the same old story, but every time it happens, and, you know, is it a time for politics? That seems to me like it is. That's where the answer lies.
Well, you know, you look at these shootings, and you go back to Columbine, you go to Sandy Hook, you go to Florida, you go to here, you go to all these school shootings. They are all done by people under the age or at the age of 18.
With easy access to very powerful weapons. He waited for his 18th birthday, and then he went and got his guns in Texas, it seems. You know, now the New York Post this morning is saying no one under the age of 21 should have a long rifle or a long weapon. That's the New York Post, perhaps one of the more conservative outlets in the country.
Well, you know, I was talking about this on the air, and I got a few people mad at me, but, you know, I'm trying to equate this with someone who runs for political office. You can't be a one issue candidate. You just can't. And for us to end or even try to end what's happening, has got to be a multi pronged effect. You have to have tighter laws on how young it is or old it is you can get a gun. You do need a certain tightening of gun control. There's no doubt about that. But you also need to help the police. You need to add people to the police department that are specialists, mental specialists in dealing with especially teenage problems like this. People that can watch social media in your area. I mean, there's so many different ways and so many different things that need to be done. It's not just a quick fix. There's a whole phalanx of three or four or five or six things that need to be done at once to even put a dent in this. I mean, we're the only country this happens to. I mean, yeah, I was saying on the air that, yeah, there's the Taliban do crazy things every once in a while, and in some of the African communities, things go crazy. But for countries that have governments that... We're it. This is it. No one's even close to what happens here.
Well, every country has people with mental issues. Not every country has this easy accessibility of weapons. Likely to get even easier, you know, with some of the laws passed in Texas. You know, that famous tweet by the governor of Texas, Governor Abbott, a few years ago, berating Texans because California was buying more guns than Texas. Come on, Texas, catch up, get a gun. And this notion that the only way to stop bad people with guns is to give good people with guns, that falls short here. There was a armed police officer outside the school, but you know, somebody with that kind of powerful weapon is going to shoot his way right through that. And then, of course, this morning, Miles reports that the police waited for almost an hour before they stormed the school. The parents were irate about that, and some of the parents there wanted to storm the school themselves. Well, so it's, you know, lots of questions are raised by all this. And, you know, when they say every time that, you know, this is not the time for politics, well, the solution may be in politics. And, you know, what solution there is that would solve this problem, you know, it's not clear. But Nick Kristof in the Times has republished his solution, and he finds both sides are off the mark, and even the so-called talk of banning assault weapons, he says, doesn't work because, you know, what is an assault weapon? What does that mean? You know, as you say, young white men, you know, under the age of 21 with easy access to these weapons and lots going on in their lives that upsets them. You know, it's sad, and you know, you don't feel good about this country.
Well, the horse is out of the barn already. When you want to ban assault weapons, you can buy a weapon and then go out that's not an assault weapon, and then go out on the open market and buy the equipment to turn it into a semi-automatic rifle. You know, an assault weapon. I mean,
yeah,
all
the bump stock. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, everything is out there. I mean. It's, you know,
and you know, like no one solution may solve the problem, but it feels like there needs to be something has to happen. And you know, at the same time, we're waiting for a Supreme Court ruling that essentially would make it much, much easier for people to walk around in public with concealed weapons.
Yeah, it's just you shake your head about everything that we have to deal with in this world, in this country, and time and time again, it's the same thing over and over and over. and over. I mean, when you add up Sandy Hook and the two other school shootings, just those four shootings alone in Columbine, I think it's 65 young Americans and about eight or nine adults dead. Just in those school shootings, just in those.
Yep. And tomorrow in Houston, the NRA holds its national convention. Donald Trump will be there. Governor Abbott will be there. Ted Cruz will be there. I'm very curious to see what they have to say. We know from the past they always they just say the answer is more guns.
Now, I saw what Beto O'Rourke did yesterday by jumping in on that press conference. That was just the wrong place to do it. He should have held his own press conference separate from that and cast the aspersions. I'm not saying what he said was wrong or right. I'm just saying that was not the place for Beto O'Rourke to do that. It just wasn't. He could have.
I think he made the decision he doesn't care anymore. Yeah. And if he loses, so what? But he's going to make a stand. And I think. Perhaps that's the answer for the Democratic Party. Just make a stand on this, even if it doesn't succeed at the polls. But no one really is standing up in the way that we like to see our own senators, Chris Murphy and Richard Blumenthal, have been outspoken, and that hasn't hurt their chances at the polls. I'd like to see more join with them. The House has passed a bill. It's in the Senate, but there are not 60 votes.
Yeah, amazing. Absolutely amazing. Well, anyway, other news out of Washington, the information now has come out that, this is a guy, when you talk about Teflon, that President Trump reacted with approval when told about and heard the hang Mike Pence chants from the rioters. Now, Mike Pence took on Donald Trump in the Georgia primary. And Pence prevailed with the people that he backed over the people that Donald Trump backed. Donald Trump. People have to look at the fact that his age, and also the fact that you've got DeSantis and now the former vice president are all mounting pretty strong challenges, albeit quiet challenges that are slowly building to Donald Trump.
I'll say, I think the Republicans, some at least, are coming to the conclusion that you could have whatever the Trump policies are, which are not very well defined, you could have that without Trump. And that's what the elections have been showing really across the country. His endorsement, his potential winner in Pennsylvania, there's a recount there. J.D. Vance, we backed in Ohio, just barely squeaked by, so... nobody is coasting to victory with a Donald Trump endorsement, and yet they all scramble to get it. I guess it doesn't hurt, but it doesn't help as much as everybody thought. And it opens the door, as you say, for others who are, rather publicly challenging him. Certainly Mike Pence has. The governor, outgoing governor of Arkansas, Asa Hutchinson, has been up in New Hampshire. He's talking about running. DeSantis, obviously. There's starting to be a long list of people who it seems are going to challenge Donald Trump.
I've had several people text and email me over the past couple of weeks saying they just want to see younger presidents. And I say to them, well, younger people have to get involved and run for office and work their way up to it. There's a big generational differences between people who are in the Senate and the presidency. Not necessarily the House, but the Senate and the presidency are dominated by senior citizens, and I mean senior citizens, 70 and up. And there's a generation out there that is wandering around and not doing anything about it, and those are the younger people.
The gerontocracy, they're calling it. You wonder at some point, is it too old to be president? I guess that's the voter's choice, but you can be too young to be president. That's in the Constitution. There are limits on. You have to be a certain age to be in the Senate, or you have to be a certain age to be president. And you do wonder, if a younger person is going to excite the voters. There's not a lot of excitement now on either side, I don't think.
All right, and one just passing note. The only decent thing is the coverage of this of Ukraine and this horrible shooting is at least the depth trial is not number one in America's hearts right now.
No, and it was an escape for many people. But let's not forget there are still millions tuned in for tomorrow's closing arguments, and then it's going to go to the jury. I was talking with some First Amendment advocates, including Floyd Abrams, the great First Amendment lawyer, you know, and don't forget, this is about the defamation. You know, 11 words that she wrote in a Washington Post opinion column that do not even mention Johnny Depp. That's the issue. She's countersued. Some experts believe that it's just, you know, it's a sludge pit of these two Hollywood figures fighting each other out, kind of the one more than disgusting than the other, and it's very likely the jury could find about against both of them. Nobody gets a penny, which would be the righteous outcome, I think.
Well, I think I'm glad you said that, because I'm sitting there and I say to myself, you know, I would like the jury to make a decision, but once again, like you said, nobody gets a penny. The decision is made. And then if the decision's in Depp's favor, the story gets retracted and an apology issued by the paper. And if she wins, everything stays the same, but nobody gets a dime. I think that would be a perfect end to this trial.
Right, and the paper is not being, Washington Post is not being sued. It's just Amber Heard. You know, Depp was smart enough not to take on the Post. He's a public figure under U.S. law, you know, in defamation. You've got to prove that not only was it wrong, but she knew it was wrong and meant it to be wrong when she said it, which is a high bar if they really follow the rules of the landmark Times versus Sullivan ruling, which, you know, sort of controls such lawsuits.
All right, Brian, always great to speak to you. Hopefully we'll have better news next week.
Maybe we'll have some better news next Thursday.
Yeah, we hope for it.
Well, maybe some good local news. That'd be great.
Yep. All right, Brian, take care.
Okay, take care.
I'm Brian Ross on Real News here on Robin Hood Radio. You can find Brian at robinhoodradio.com. Click on Demand, click on Real News with Brian Ross.